It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us here on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us. And as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful truths of God's Word, and especially the truth that God loves you, and He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die in your place, shedding His blood so that you might have everlasting life, if you will receive Him as personal Savior. Today we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 6. That's Hebrews chapter 6. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to the joyful sounds from Shining Light Baptist Church in Greensboro, North Carolina. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled Miracle in Me.
But by faith I now can realize there's a miracle in me, and I have never seen the thousands fed or the blind made to see.
Mountains will be
The miracle of the new birth. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. In John 1:12, we find, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The miracle of the new birth. It was a miracle when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. It was a miracle when he healed the sick that he came across. But the miracle of salvation is a great miracle, because when we call on the name of the Lord, asking him to save us from our sins, he makes us a new creature in Christ. And that brand new person we are is sealed by the Holy Spirit. Our sins taken away, so that we can go to heaven someday, and so that we can live for the Lord as his child on this earth right now. Dear friend, it may be that you do not have this gift of salvation. And if you would like to receive what Christ has done for you on the old rugged cross, that miracle of salvation that can be in you if you receive him as Savior, and you would like to have someone take a copy of God's holy word and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of salvation, please call me. I would love to have the opportunity to share with you what God has done for you through the Lord Jesus Christ so that you might have everlasting life. My number is 919-563-6753. We'd also like to invite you to our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services. But don't wait till Wednesday night unless you're providentially hindered. Be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We also have a website. If you'll go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you the gift of salvation and how you can receive it, and also written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, let's listen to another song from the Joyful Sounds from Shining Light Baptist Church in Greensboro, North Carolina. The name of this second song is titled Bow the Knee.
Town of Bethlehem, a baby is born to save fallen man, but he was rejected. They cried, crucify, and as an humble man, Jesus had to die. Placed in a borrowed tomb, but just until day three, when up from the grave he rose in mighty victory. He died as a lamb, but he rose as a lion to the conqueror of Calvary. Death bowed its knee.
Bow the knee to the Lord of lords and King of kings. Bow the knee as heaven's angels start to sing. Holy, holy to the Christ of Calvary.
I can just see old Satan as he enters the room. His time is almost over, for soon he will meet his doom. And he will live in hell for all eternity. But before he leaves Christ's presence, he must bow the knee. Now this is something that he has never done. What great humiliation to bow before God's Son. But his leg begins to tremble. His fear is plain to see.
And there before the throne of God, Satan bows his knee. Bow the knee to the Lord of lords and King of kings. Bow the knee as heaven's angels start to sing. Holy, holy Christ of Calvary. All of heaven and earth to King Jesus bow the knee. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty.
As Paul was talking to the church of Philippi in Philippians chapter 2, starting with verse number 5, he said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." You see, when Jesus came to this earth, he came to die in our place. He became our sacrifice on the old rugged cross. In verses number 6, 7, and 8 of Philippians chapter 2, we find Jesus coming to this earth and dying on the old rugged cross and being buried and rising again the third day, so that those who will confess that they're sinners and repent of their sins and bow their knee to Jesus can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and have everlasting life. But God also will highly exalt him, and everyone will bow the knee to Jesus. For those who bow the knee in salvation, their eternity is guaranteed to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. But for those that do not accept Christ as Savior, before they're cast into the lake of fire for all eternity, they too must bow the knee to Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as he condemns them to everlasting condemnation, everlasting damnation in a place called the lake of fire. My friend, you need to bow the knee to the Lord today as your Savior, so that you will not have to bow your knee that day just before you're cast into the lake of fire. And my friend, if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you need to bow your knee to Jesus Christ as not only your Savior, but also your Lord, to be obedient to him, to give yourself as a living sacrifice to serve him. Now, we are given in the Bible a great commission to go into all the world. And that great commission is given to us so that we can introduce others to the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this last song by the Joyful Sounds from Shining Light Baptist Church in Greensboro, North Carolina. The name of this last song is titled, May I Present Jesus to You.
Jesus to you. May I present
other name under heaven is given whereby ye must be saved. And we need to introduce those that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ to the saving knowledge that he will save them and forgive them of their sins. My friend, if you know the Lord as Savior, then you have an obligation and an opportunity to share what Jesus has done for you, telling others about this wonderful Savior that can save their souls. As we turn to Hebrews chapter 6, we find the writer of Hebrews warning those that have experienced the sweetness of serving God face the danger of turning aside from God's will to go after their wants and desires, and then in trying to get back into the will of God, in trying to get back to the place of blessing that they once experienced, find it impossible to do so. That's why the writer of Hebrews in Hebrews 6:9 says, "But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak." There's a danger of leaving the will of God, not being able to get back to that blessed place in the perfect will of God because of the taint on our testimony if we leave the will of God to follow after our own will. If we go down to verse number 11, we read, "And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." There is a great crowd of those that have been faithful to the Lord after their salvation. The writer of Hebrews says, don't go away from serving the Lord, because this is a better way. It is better that you serve the Lord and not turn aside to your own will, not to go your own way and then decide to go back to God's will after you have hurt your testimony, after you've tainted the testimony of Christ, or as he put this in verse number 6, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. When we leave the perfect will of God, there's chastening that awaits us. And that chastening from a loving Heavenly Father is to bring us back into the way. But the danger that we face by going our way can keep us from getting the blessings that God would have us to receive for our lives. As we go to verse number 13, here's an example that is given to us concerning those that have been faithful. "For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he sware by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise." We can either go after what we want and receive the chastening of the Lord, or we can go after what God wants in his will and find the blessings of God. "Surely blessing, I will bless thee," God says, "and surely multiplying, I will multiply thee." Verse number 16, "For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath of confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath." Now, God has promised to bless his way and his will in our lives. Let me read verse number 17 with verse number 18. "Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us." Now again, to lay hold on the hope set before us has to deal with staying in his will. And there are two immutable things that cannot be changed. One, it is impossible for God to lie. And two, we might have a strong consolation. He cannot lie, and he has promised us a strong consolation in his will as we live for him. Remember, this is written to Christians. We're not talking about the lost getting saved. We're talking about the saved being faithful to the things of God. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness, but also Abraham followed God, and he obeyed God, and God spoke of his blessing to Abraham doing what God had called him to do. God cannot lie, and he has given us a strong consolation to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Verse number 19, which hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest after the order of Melchizedek. You see, because Christ has bought salvation for us, because he is our high priest, he also gives us what we need to have the blessings of being in the will of God. The anchor for the soul, which he refers to in verse number 19, is salvation? Yes. But that sure anchor is also a sure anchor to the will of God, as it was to Abraham. He obtained the promises that God had given him because he was faithful to obey the Lord. And the same thing holds true for us. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, are you living for him? Are you making him the anchor for your life, as he is already the anchor for your soul? My friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, today, why don't you make him the anchor of your soul? He can make all things new. That's according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Confess that you're a sinner and repent of your sins and ask Jesus to save you. My friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."